Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And then I tried to come to terms and understand Quidditch. Joining us now, Alex O'Boehner. As I mentioned, we just call him OB. He's a chaser for the Minneapolis Monarchs. Thank you for joining us, OB.
Thank you for inviting me.
Explain Quidditch to those people. Obviously, guys like me know a lot about it, but for the audience that doesn't understand Quidditch that well, explain the sport.
Sure. Well, there's six players on both sides of the field, and you have four quaffle players, three chasers, one keeper, two beaters, and then you have your seeker later in the game after SOP after 20 minutes.
Now, does a chaser ever change places with a beater or not?
You can play multiple positions, yeah, but typically you have headbands to mark off positions. So white headbands are chasers, black headbands are beaters, green headbands are keepers.
Now, what is the object of the game?
To win. But basically, get the most amount of points. Goals are 10 points each for either, doesn't matter what height of the hoop. And basically, you're trying to stop your other team from scoring against you.
Now where does Harry Potter, how does he enter into this?
At this point of the game, we've been playing Quidditch in real life for almost 20 years now. Harry Potter is a very minimal impact in the game. We're very different now.
Was that the original? Was that what got it going, or what was it? I mean, I'm trying to sort through all this yesterday when I'm out there.
Yeah, from what I know, the game first started, I forgot what state it's in, but it's a Middlebury College, I believe it's called. They started playing, having clubs and all that kind of stuff, and then, you know, more colleges kind of started playing with them, and just United States Quidditch. Basically, became an association, and they started governing the colleges, and then people started graduating college, and they created club teams. Twin Cities Quidditch Club is our club team, but yeah, right now we're playing for the Minneapolis Monarchs in Major League Quidditch.
Okay, so the Monarchs, obviously there's not a feeder program, meaning there's not high school Quidditch. So where do you find your players, and how do you know if they're going to be good at Quidditch?
It really kind of starts at, like, the University of Minnesota has a really good intramural Quidditch league, and they've, over the years, have had a really good competitive Quidditch team. And so it's kind of, you find athletes on campus who played, you know, high school sports, or who were trying to walk on to college sports and didn't make the team, and you try to feed off of those competitive spirits. Like, I played football at Augsburg, and when I left Augsburg, I was looking for something to do, and Quidditch kind of found me by accident.
Yeah, I mean, is it physical enough for you? Is it what do you enjoy about it?
It's a full contact sport. You can tackle all the way to the ground. It's just, there's so many elements to the game, because there's so many balls involved in the game that you have to be aware and have a really high sports IQ.
Okay, but I also noticed it's co-ed, right?
Yep, it's gender neutral sport. Doesn't matter what you identify as.
And so you put everybody on the same field, rules apply, physicality apply. I mean, if you're in, you're in.
Yep, 100%. When you get on that pitch, it doesn't matter what you identify as. It's a full, you know, all the rules, all the policies are run equally for everybody.
And do the rosters mandate that you have so many men, so many women, so many, I mean, or is it just whatever you want?
Yep, no, well, you can have a max of four of the same, who identify as the same gender.
four, but there's more than that on. There's a lot more than that on the team, right? Because there'd only be eight total, right?
Yep. So we can have 21 max on a game day roster.
Okay. So four men, four women, and then the rest identify as something else, or what?
No, you can have the genders. Doesn't really matter for the, I guess, the active.
Oh,
roster.
It's a minimum. You're saying of four.
So on the field when you're playing,
yeah,
you can only have up to four of the same gender.
I see. On the field at that time, that's not your total roster, yeah. Obviously.
Correct. Yep.
Yep. So you guys were playing this game yesterday, and it was what, a national game? Did it have implications for the postseason? What did it have?
Yeah. So going into Saturday against Indianapolis, we are both 3-0, undefeated, going, and basically this is the series of the week for MLQ. And the winner of this series ends up next weekend playing Rochester Whiteout for the division championship.
What do we know about Rochester?
They're also undefeated. So both of us are undefeated, and they took care of Cleveland and Toronto, and we took care of Detroit and Indianapolis, and, you know, we haven't played them before. So it's going to be a new experience. We've got to watch film, practice this week, and travel Friday and Saturday, and hopefully learn enough ahead of time to really beat them.
Oh, Obi, where do you finance? How do you finance these trips? How do you go about financing the team?
Really, it's out of pocket. You know, it's kind of, you kind of look at it as semi-pro football, where
sure.
you're paying to play, but also there's sponsors out there who have, you know, reached out and do fundraisers, or who have tried to, you know, supplement some of the costs that we have to pay.
I mean, I was trying to figure out too. I mean, is it a really good workout? Are you exhausted at the end of the game? What is it?
I think the energy that you put in is very compatible to like hockey or lacrosse, where you know you have lines changing in and out during the game, but you know when you're out there you're going 100% the whole time.
Well, it looked kind of fun, and the fans were into it, and I thought, I thought I had covered it all, and all of a sudden I'm looking at this and going, this is something new. If people want to know more about it, what should they do?
You can find more about Major League Quidditch on at the website. You can find out more about Minneapolis Monarchs on Instagram, Facebook, and you can reach out minneapolis@mlq.com is also one way to email and find out more.
Appreciate it very much, and good luck on the road.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.